Lounge Lizard. This is 15 minutes more or less. About mid-July on a Tuesday afternoon, things really went south at work and I ended up leaving early. I had a meeting with supervisors on the following Wednesday morning and returned to work with support of the supervisors. And things continued to go downhill. Things got very heated and I ended up leaving early. That Thursday I woke up with Bell's palsy and started with a new client. Thursday was kind of calm. It was really nice to have a peaceful shift with someone that was very low-key. On Friday I had a supervision with supervisors and stated that I would not return to the previous client. They had made it very clear that they were not going to work with me and that they were not going to give me an opportunity to correct the problems that we were both experiencing. I've been working with this person for 5 years and they decided that they were not going to give me the opportunity to correct and try to repair our relationship. So I stated that because of the things that they had said, I would not support them in a work role. I would not return to their home and that I would wanted to work with other people. So I was slated to start working the following Tuesday with a 40-hour work week with two new people. And I started feeling a little crappy on Saturday. And Sunday wasn't any better. So I called the PCP's office, tried to make an appointment. And they told me, after I explained to them what was going on, that I needed to escort myself to the ER. So that was not something that I wanted to do, but if I wasn't going to get an appointment with the PCP, I figured the only way I was going to get in was to go to the ER. So I drove to the ER and went through the walkthrough because the hospital that my closest ER is under construction. So it was a little daunting to figure out where you were going to park because they parked in the parking garage because parking is limited in the front of the hospital due to construction. And so I walked into the ER, told them what was going on, was given a mask, asked to wait. I was in the waiting room for a while. And I was a little nervous, a little anxious, because I wasn't sure what was going on. And then I was seen in triage and asked a couple questions, told them what was going on, was given a port for an IV, they took blood, sent back out to sit in the waiting room, called back in, and by this time, my arm was starting to hurt because of the IV port. It was uncomfortable, and the emergency room was like frigid. I had told the triage nurse for intake that I was going to go to the bathroom just so that if they called my name, they would know where I was. So there was another patient in there in the bathroom when we were kind of shaking our heads over the don't stick your hand in the toilet notice in the women's bathroom. And the woman, the other patient, said that, yeah, that's like not eating, putting warnings on don't eat the Tide Pods because they look like candy. And my response was, yeah, that goes along with don't drink the acid from your car battery. So I went back to the waiting room and eventually got seen. And when I first walked into triage, my blood pressure was obnoxiously high. But by the second BP recording, it had gone down to normal specs. And, you know, questions, talk to the ER doc. We're going to run some tests. We're going to run some more tests. And we're going to give you a CT or a CAT scan. So, and I've never had a CAT scan. I've only had an MRI. So it was kind of like weird. I've never had a CAT scan. Like, I didn't know, did you need contrast, which is that chalk that you have to drink, or could they do the CAT scan without contrast? And mine ended up being without contrast. And like with the MRI, you're not allowed to wear any metal. And because you're only doing a CT scan of my head, I don't wear earrings anymore, I was okay to like not have to take any clothes off and put a gown on. So I ended up having to take some medication while I was in there, and they did some additional tests, and they gave me a readout from the visit and dismissed me. I was in there for like 5 hours. So more conversations with work, took a week of vacation, and talked to HR the other day. I probably will be on another week of vacation because I probably will not be allowed to return work without seeing the PCP first, which is a little daunting and annoying. It's hard to, you know, I'm an active person. I like to be on the go. So it's kind of hard sitting home and kind of twiddling my thumbs and going, now what do I do with myself? You know? And so I'm waiting for HR to call me back, and we'll see what happens. I'm probably not going to be returning to work till August, and it's a possibility that, depending on what the PCP says, I may not end up returning to work for a while. I have to work one-on-one with clients, and the PCP may feel that I am not ready to return to direct support, which is going to suck because, you know, just got a cost of living raise. Things were looking up. I had changed what I was, you know, I changed my clients. Things were a little bit calmer. You know, I had made plans to have stuff done to where I'm living. And now I'm kind of like on a holding pattern, which really annoys me. So that is where we are at the moment. And I guess I'm going to be doing a lot more blogging and podcasting as we speak. I am Lounge Lizard. This is 15 minutes more or less, and thank you for listening.